Grace and peace to you in God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen. Matthew's gospel begins with a birth. A baby born in a small town to a common carpenter's wife and laid in a manger. The baby is the Son of God, come to live among humans, not as a king or conqueror or wealthy man, but as an ordinary person. When this man grows up and begins to share his message, he tells people that the kingdom of heaven has come near. The place where God reigns is not a faraway place away in the heavens. With the coming of Jesus, the kingdom of heaven has come to earth, right here among you. It is a message of incarnation. God's Son, God's heaven, come to earth. This is our third week of hearing Jesus tell stories. The kingdom of heaven is like this, he says. And his examples are filled with ordinary people doing almost ordinary things. Farmers planting and tending fields, seeds that grow into sheltering trees, a woman baking bread, a merchant, fishermen. Jesus teaches the people about God's realm, not with visions of dazzling thrones or conquering armies, but with a message that God's reign is already here among you, as close as your daily work and life in the world. But it's not always easy to recognize. These stories use common images, but with a twist. The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast that a woman hid in three measures of flour. A woman baking bread, the most common of occurrences in a time before supermarkets. And yet the story holds some surprising elements. First, the yeast. This is not yeast purchased in a little packet or a jar, right? Think way back before supermarkets. It's a mixture we call a starter, like sourdough starter. And it's kept fermenting in the kitchen to provide leaven for daily bread. Now, you may know that yeast is commonly found in nature on the skin of fruit, like peaches or berries, or on leaves or flowers, or in places where sap comes out of the tree and that sugar grows naturally occurring yeast. The sourdough starter that my husband has been using for over 10 years was started with yeast that came from the ornamental plums in our backyard. He's a scientist and a baker. It was an experiment, and it was a delicious one. An ordinary, naturally occurring substance that transforms flour and water into something wonderful. So here's a new parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast taken from the fruit in the backyard, tended over years to provide nourishment and delight for family and friends. Then the flour. Three measures of flour. That's like 130 cups of flour. Enough to make more than 60 pounds of dough. Suddenly, we've moved from a woman in her kitchen baking for her family to something very different. This kingdom baker makes enough for everyone. Such is the abundance of God. In the kingdom of heaven, there is enough for all. Soon, Jesus will put this gift of abundance into action when he feeds 5,000 people from a few loaves of bread. This is the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom of blessing and abundance. But now we get to the really interesting part. The woman in the story hides the yeast in the flour. It's not what our lesson said. It's not what any English translation says, because it doesn't really make sense in English to say that the yeast is hidden in the flour. But clearly in Greek, the word that's used there is hide. Yeast a woman took and hid in flour and water. The word is crypto, to conceal. It's the same base word as encryption. It's the same base word as the treasure hidden in the field. The theme of what is hidden and what is revealed is a common one in Matthew's gospel. The kingdom of heaven is all around us, but we can't always see it. It's often hidden from our eyes. It takes new eyes to see, new ears to hear the truth of the reign of God. Now, really, I think for many of us, it's easier to imagine the kingdom of heaven, the dwelling place of God, as something distant and majestic. The throne room of God that is described by the prophet Isaiah, with the hem of God's robe as big as the sky, and the cherubim and seraphim are singing, "Holy, holy, holy." There's a dwelling place for God. The court of heavenly beings referred to again and again in the Psalms, that's something we can imagine. Any place but here. Because really, friends, this world we live in is a mess. But it's a world God loves, a mess God loves. God continues to work to redeem and heal this world where God is always present, even if we can't see it. To fully perceive and take part in the kingdom of heaven requires transformation. As flour and water are transformed by yeast, or a small seed is transformed into a sprawling bush that provides homes for the birds. The transforming power of God's grace, of God's unconditional love, hidden in the ordinary things of our lives. This is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, the reign of God, which is not a faraway paradise high in the sky, but a present reality all around us. God is at work in the world around us, among us, and even within us. We just can't always see it. Episcopal priest and avid baker, Robert Farrar Capon, who is known for his provocative parable interpretation, writes, "The hiding of yeast in a batch of dough is both more mysterious and more pervasive than any of the hidings Jesus has used so far to illustrate the kingdom. Seeds may disappear into the ground, but if you are willing to take the trouble to hunt and peck for them, you can conceivably get every last one of them back up out of the field. But yeast? No way. Just as yeast enters the dough by being dissolved in the very liquid that makes the dough become dough at all, just as there is not a moment of the dough's existence from start to finish in which it is unleavened dough, so this parable insists that the kingdom enters the world at its creation, and there is not and never has been any unkingdomed humanity anywhere in the world. For every second of the time the world has been a world, it has also been the kingdom. Its progress through history is not a transition from non-kingdom to kingdom. Rather, it is a progress from kingdom in a mystery to kingdom made manifest." Capon continues, "All we need to do and all we can do is simply trust that the leaven is, was, and always will be entirely mixed into the lump of our existence. This messy existence, this messy world. And that it will infallibly lighten every last one of us. The job is already, if mysteriously done, by the power of the Word who breathed out his life for us on the cross. By the might of him who, in the glory of his resurrection, forever whispered our reconciled names into his Father's ear. We are as good as baked to perfection right now. We have been accepted in the Beloved. The only real development left for us to experience is the final accolade to be spoken over us by the divine woman baker. Now that's what I call a loaf of bread. The kingdom of heaven is like this. God's beloved children gather together to practice God's unconditional love. May our eyes and hearts be open to the presence of God in our lives. May we experience and share the abundance of God's blessing. And may we remember that we are held in the hands of God, creator and redeemer, baker and farmer, lover and breath of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.